Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Luke, the 11th chapter. Luke chapter 11, page 1089 in your Scofield Bible. I'll be reading just the first four verses. We'll read the verses responsively. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. You must stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place that he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive every one that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And let's pray. And Father, thou hast given us a good day. Thank you for the assembly of these people here in this place. Thank you for bringing us together on this day. Now we thank you for Christmas Day. It's special, but we thank you especially for our freedom to come, for the blessed joy of the message of Christmas, and for the fact that we're fed here from thy word. Thank you for our preacher, and thank you too for meeting with us, and prepare our hearts for that which you have for us, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll speak this morning to you, and I'll not be long, I promise you that. I want to speak on this Christmas Day on the most important subject, I think, in the world, and that subject is love.
And the title of my message is How to Love Thy Neighbor as Thyself. I believe I can say this morning. I have not many things I want you to copy about my life. But I believe I can say this with all my heart, and I think that those of you who know me best will know this is true and agree with what I'm going to say. I honestly believe that I love the people in this room as I love myself. I honestly believe that. I do not believe that I love myself one whit more than I love the people who are members of First Baptist Church of Hammond. I have not given you in these 30 years what others have given you, could have given you in many ways. But no one could have loved you any more than I've loved you for these years. And I want to talk today a very practical sermon on how to love thy neighbor as thyself. I want you to take your Bibles and open them to Luke 11 and keep them open there for a few minutes. I'll come back to it in a few minutes. Just keep them open there to Luke 11 and verses 1 through 4. We'll be looking at them in a few moments together. Once you've found it, you can just put a marker there in your Bible. We'll come back to it in a few minutes. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the privilege of preaching a Christ incarnate, God in the flesh, deity visiting earth, becoming our sin debt. Thank you. Now on this Christmas morning, give us just the truth, one truth. One truth we'll not forget, for the truth shall set us free. Bless this hour together. Amen. The question was put to Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? They were trying to trick him. They were trying to get him to choose one of the Ten Commandments above the others. Our Lord, unable to be so tricked, came back and summed them all up, because love is the fulfilling of the law, the apostle said in Romans. He said, the greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and soul. That took care of the first part of the commandments. Then he said, the second is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That took care of the last part of the Ten Commandments. So, he said, the second commandment, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Legend has it When John, the beloved, was old, he was pastoring the church at Ephesus. He would rise to the pulpit each Lord's Day and simply speak these words, "Little children, love one another." They asked him, "Why don't you say something else?" He said, "There's nothing else to say. That is all there is. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." The fruit of the Spirit that's given to us, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, starts off with love. It is suggested, and it may be true, that all of the fruit of the Spirit is love, and that those eight things listed after love are simply the manifestations of love. For example, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Joy is love praising. Peace is love forgiving. Long-suffering is love enduring. Gentleness is love treating. Goodness is love sharing. Faith is love trusting. Meekness is love stooping. And temperance is love restraining. I am commanded in the Bible to love. Commandment says, love one another. I'm commanded to love. But there is an increase to that commandment that becomes much more difficult when the Bible says, I'm commanded to love those that hate me. It's easy for me to love those that love me, but I'm commanded to love my enemies as well as my friends. We continue rising on the ladder of love, where God said, love like Jesus loved. He said, you're to love each other even as I, are you listening to me now? Even as I have loved you. Then he goes a bit deeper or higher, and then he says, I want you to love them as you love yourself. One thing I do know, I cannot just decide to love. Nobody can say, okay, I think I'll love. You can't do that. I cannot just decide to love you as I love myself. I cannot generate that kind of love. But I found a way. Somebody said, Brother Hiles, I wish I could love as deeply as you do. I wish I could love as I love myself. Now, you listen to me. We're commanded. He didn't say, what is the greatest request? And Jesus said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. No, what's the greatest commandment? God commands you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the commandment of God. Now, I found the answer. I found the answer, and I'm going to give you this morning a truth you'll never forget if you listen to it carefully. It'll help you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Look at what we call the Lord's Prayer again, please, there in Luke chapter 11. And he said unto them, when ye pray, this is verse 2, when ye pray, say, our Father. That's interesting. That's it. Jesus didn't say when you pray, pray my Father. Our Father. Plural. Look at it again. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us. It's interesting. Didn't say give me my daily bread. The Lord's Prayer, or we call it the model prayer. I like to call it the outline on prayer, but we'll call it the Lord's Prayer because that's what it's called. The Lord's Prayer never tells me to pray one single thing for myself. There is not one mention in the Lord's Prayer of a first-person singular request. Give us this day. Look at it, verse 3. Our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Not one single place in the Bible that says you're supposed to ask God to forgive your sins and stop there. Forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now look at me. In that Lord's Prayer is the secret to loving your neighbor as you love yourself. I love you, the people of this church, as much as I love Jack Hiles. Now, I believe you could ask anybody who works for me, and they'd say, I believe that's true. I believe you could. I honestly believe you could ask anybody that knows me well, and they'd say, I've never... In fact, folks come to pastor school, and they leave saying, I didn't expect what I got. I've heard you preach across the country, but never seen you at home before. And preachers write me and say, tell me, how can I feel for my people like you feel for your people? It's easy. I spend 20 hours a week at least alone with God. But I always take you with me to the throne of grace. Always do. I don't go in the woods and say, God, feed me. I say, feed us. Us. Feed me and my people. Feed us. And I am as concerned about your being fed as I am about my being fed, if not more. I'm saying I take you with me to the throne of grace. Now listen carefully, and I want to just give you a few thoughts. I'd love for you to know what I'm talking about. There are not many things about me I'd love for you to have. I'm not putting myself as a model, except in this one place I'm putting myself as a model. I'm saying that I would love for you to feel the depth of love that I feel. And I'd love for you to feel the depth of love for the people in this room that you'd never gossip about one again if you did. You'd never criticize one again if you did. You'd never slander again one if you did. I want to tell you this morning how I love the people in this room and those who are not here, who are members of the great First Baptist Church family, as much as I love myself. In the first place, I'm just going through the Lord's Prayer. In the first place, I want you to have bread as much as I want bread. I want you to have food and clothing and your needs as much as I want to have my needs. I mean that. And by the way, when it comes to Christmas time, I die. I just die with people that don't have. And don't think I'm a saint, but I want you to have a good Christmas as much as I want to have a good Christmas. In fact, I want you to have a good Christmas more than I want to have a good Christmas. And God knows, through these years, I've tried to make it so. I hurt when you have need. I hurt when you're unemployed. And I cannot feed everybody in this church or clothe everybody in this church, but I can give all I've got to take care of the needs of the people, as many as I can, in this church. I'm saying, I know how to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is, you take him to prayer with you. You don't go to prayer and say, my Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Forgive me my sins. I forgive those sin against me. Lead me not to temptation and deliver me from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power of the Lord. No, doesn't say that. There's not one single place here about me, I, or my, or mine. It's we, our, us, and our. Our Father. I want you to know him like I want to know. Please seated back in the back, please. Nobody standing up. Have a seat, please. I want you to know him like I know him. Listen to me. Our Father. I long for the people of this church. I long to know him myself. God knows that's true. I long to know him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. I want to know him. I want to walk with him. I want to fellowship with him. God knows this is true. I want you. I would not tell you that I have not hurt in 1988. I would not tell you that no pain has gripped my heart in 1988. I would not tell you that I have not cried because of my pain and my hurt in 1988. But I will tell you this. I've cried as much for your hurt as I've cried for my hurt. And I hurt when you hurt as much as I hurt when I hurt. You say, why? Because I take you to the throne of grace with me. I never go alone. I take you with me. I take your hurts. I take your burdens. I take your sorrows. I take your heartaches with me to the throne of grace. I want to avoid temptation. I'm 62 years old. I don't know how much time I've got left, and I want to finish to be able to say I finished the course. I've kept the faith. I fought the good fight. I want to meet my Savior and say, I stayed true to you, and I stayed true, and I tried to do right, and I tried to behave, and I loved you all the way through. I want that. I want to meet Him someday and say, Jesus, you know I've loved you, and you know I've tried to live right and do what's right, and I want to be delivered from temptation. But God knows this is true. I want you delivered from temptation as much as I want me delivered from temptation. There's no way for me to tell you how I hurt when you succumb to the evil one. I don't get mad. There's no way for me to tell you how I hurt. There's no way for me to tell you how I hurt one of our young people stumbles. That man there on the end, Dr. Evans, Dr. Jorgensen, and I sometimes in a meeting with the college about college students, some student has done something that's wrong and gone to sin, and we sit there and our lips quiver and our eyes fill with tears, and many a time when they leave, I get on my knees and say, oh my God, I love that young person. Some of them grew up in our church, and I love them. And I love them like I love my own life. And oh God, I want to live right, but I want my people to live right. And I want my young folks to live right. And I hurt as much when they yield to temptation as I would hurt when I would yield. And I long for you to avoid temptation as much as I avoid temptation. I go on in the Lord's Prayer here. I want you forgiven as much as I want to be forgiven. I want God to forgive me, and thank God, it's a wonderful thing to know that you're forgiven. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Now my soul is free. In my heart's a song, buried in the deepest sea. Yes, that's good enough for me. I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. Nothing like being forgiven to know that God will not impute my sins to me. They're all beneath the blood. But I want you forgiven as much as I want to be forgiven. Jesus didn't say, forgive my sins. He said, forgive our sins. And I go to the throne of grace. I go to God's throne of grace. I take you with me. And I say, oh God, I pray you'd give me my bread. But oh God, give my people their bread. And I'll be honest with you. I do not live any higher than you live. I mean that. I do not. My standard of living is not any higher than the standard of living of the common, average, lower class people as far as finances are concerned. Not lower class people. There's no low class people. I'm talking about finances. But I'm simply saying, I will not live higher than you live, and I won't enjoy above what you enjoy. And I come to God and I say, oh God, give me my daily bread. I don't ask for luxury. Just give me strength enough, food enough to be strong, and clothes enough to be warm. Let me serve you. But oh God, don't just give me my daily bread. Give us our daily bread. And oh God, I want you to forgive me. I want you to forgive me where I failed you. I want you to forgive me when I've sinned. But oh God, there's somebody else that sinned too. There's somebody else I love like I love my own self. Oh God, not just forgive me of my sins, but forgive us of our sins. And oh God, not just lead me not into temptation, but lead us not into temptation. That's the great secret. When you can take with you others to the throne of grace, and be just as burdened about your request for them as you are yourself, then you'll be able to say, I am loving my neighbor as I love myself. Not only that, I want you to forgive as much as I want to forgive. And God knows if there's anything in this world I want to be able to forgive. I want to forgive those that hate me and those that curse me and those that scandalize me and those that profane me. I want to forgive them, and I say, oh God, help me to have a spirit of forgiveness. Help me to forgive my enemies and forgive those that hate me. But oh God, I don't come to myself and say, forgive me only. I say, I want help all of us to forgive. Help us to forgive. I want you to learn to forgive too. And it's time some of you did. I can't comprehend people that won't speak to each other. I can't comprehend people that get it in for each other. I don't understand it. people that, let me tell you something, brother, if you can be forgiven by perfection, God in the flesh, if God, who's deity and perfect, can forgive you, the least you can do is forgive others who are imperfect. I long for you to know what it's like to bless those that curse you. I long for you to know what it's like to do good to those that do ill to you. I long for you to know what it's like to pray for those that despitefully use you. I'm saying if you ever want to know, able to say, I love my neighbors, I love myself, you've got to take him with you to the throne of grace. You've got to say, O God, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. When you can take your brother, your sister, to the throne of grace with you, and you can say, oh God, I want to share you, my Father, with my friends. I've said this often. I want you to love me. But you don't have to love me most. I hope there are people in this room that love Brother Colston more than you love me. I mean that. How you could do it, I don't know. But I'd love for there are idiots in every room. But I want some of you to love Dr. Evans. These fellows, not sure about them. But Brother Rasmussen, Brother Boyd, Doctor, I want some of you to love Dr. Evans more than you love me. I have no problem there. You know why? Because I want to share the love of my people with my men. And you guys over here on this side. If you ever get over on this side, I want the same thing for you. In case of Brother O'Clair, I just want somebody to love him, period. But your wife's working on it. But I have no problem there. I want everything I want for myself, I want for you. And everything I want for myself, I want it for you as much as I want it for myself. I want to know God, but I long for us to know God. I want my needs met, but I long for our needs to be met. I want forgiveness of my sin, but I long for forgiveness of our sins. I want to be delivered from temptation, but I long for us to be delivered from temptation. I long to forgive. God knows I do. I guess I pray. I pray most for power and wisdom and love. But after I finish those three, I know I pray for the grace to forgive more than I pray for any other single thing. I spend more time doing it. But what I want for myself, I want for you. I want my people to grow up. I want us to be mature Christians. I want us to love each other. I want us to forgive each other. Then I want to be as close to God as I can be. This is the last Sunday morning of 1988. I'm going to make the same statement I made 52 weeks ago. I have not walked to this pulpit a Sunday in 1988 without spending at least 20 hours alone with my God in the woods. I have not done it, and I won't do it. But I want you to know him too. The day's going to come when Brother Hiles won't be here. But the day will never come when he won't be here. The day's going to come when some of you got to be weaned. I mean, love him for yourself. Know him for yourself. A hunger, an ache for you to know him. You know, we have a wonderful God, ladies and gentlemen. And how tremendous is His fellowship. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other's ever known. But let me serve notice to you, that same joy is available for you that's available for me. And that same closeness that I can have, you can have. There's not one single thing that's not available to you that's available to me. And so I come to God's throne of grace, and I say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us, not just me, give us our, not just mine, our daily bread. And forgive us, not just me, our sins, not just mine. Lead us, not just me, lead us, not into temptation, but deliver us, not just me, but us from evil. That's how you learn to love. When you can pray as fervently for somebody else's bread as you pray for yours, you love them like you love yourself. When you pray as fervently for somebody else's forgiveness as you pray for your own, you love them like you love yourself. When you can pray for somebody else to be forgiven like you want to be forgiven, you're, oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. Oh, God, forgive me. But there are times in this church when somebody else sins and somebody else stumbles, and I go to God's throne and I say, God, yes, forgive me, but, oh, God, please forgive this one, and please forgive that one, and please forgive this young person, and please forgive that man. Oh, God, forgive, forgive, forgive. When you get the place where you want others forgiven as much as you want to be forgiven, and you pray about it as fervently, then you've learned what it is to love thy neighbor as thyself. I want your prayers answered. I want my prayers answered, too. I want to get my prayers answered. But you know every prayer promise in the Bible is for me is also for you. And I come to God in prayer. And I do it. And I mean, I may have failed you in some areas, but I have not failed you at the throne of grace. I have not. I really haven't. I want us to know Him. I want us to fellowship with Him. I want us forgiven by Him. You say, I want that too. You'll prove it at the throne of grace. When you come to the place, there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. When you come to that place and you start pouring out your soul to God, and here's what we do. Oh, God, you know we need help. We can't pay our bills. Oh, God, help us pay our bills. When you get to the place where you're just as concerned about somebody else who can't pay their bills, you'll know what I'm preaching about this morning. Oh, God, I've sinned. Oh, God, forgive me. I'm sorry I've sinned. Forgive me. When you get to the place where you have that same burden and spend that same amount of time praying for others' forgiveness. Oh, God, don't let me do this. Oh, God, keep me strength to overcome this temptation. Oh, God, give me strength to prevent this awful thing I'm about to do. Oh, God, help me. When you have that same burden and same compassion and same intensity for others. See what you do. You spend, and I don't expect you to, but you spend 20 hours a week alone with God. And you pray just as hard for somebody else's needs as you pray for your own. Our daily bread. And you pray just as hard for somebody else's forgiveness as you pray for your own. Forgive us our sins. And you pray just as hard for somebody's resistance of temptation as you pray for your own. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Then you'll understand what it is to love thy neighbor as thyself. I got a letter the other day. Sincerely. In fact, no, he came in. He came to see me. One of our men came to see me. He said, Brother Hiles, he said, I've decided, and the way he put it, I've decided to go to the top to get somebody to pray for my dad to get saved. That's the way he put it. And of course, the top is me. But he said, I decided to go to the top. He said, I want you to promise me you'll pray for my dad. He wrote me a note about it. I want you to promise me you'll pray for my dad to get saved. Brother Hiles, I mean it. I want you, I want you to pray earnestly for my dad to get saved. He walked out the door. And I got to thinking about how I used to pray for my dad to get saved. And I got to thinking how I wish somebody wanted to pray for my dad's salvation before he died a drunkard's death. And I said, Dear God, I'm going to pray for that man's dad to get saved as much as I've prayed for my dad to get saved. And I wasn't the only one, I'm sure, but I entered into intercessory prayer. And I begged for God to save his dad. I said, oh, God, don't let him go to a grave like I did. Don't let him live 38 years walking behind pulpits preaching, and his dad in hell, don't do that.
And then word came. His dad, years had tried to get him saved, never got him saved. Word came in a matter of a few weeks. His dad was happily saved. That's what I'm talking about. When you get the place to where you hurt as much for those 235 people killed in that plane crash as you hurt if your own were killed in a plane crash. When you get the place where you can cry yourself to sleep at night because some Russian people, 60,000 of them, perished. Hundreds of thousands of loved ones. Think of them today, Christmas Day. I think New Year's is Christmas Day for Russia. But next to Christmas season. Family's gone. I've driven up and down the streets of this city in the last few days. People in our church whom I know barely going to make it for Christmas. And I've parked in front of your houses and I've said, oh God, take care of them. If you can't give both of us a good Christmas, give them a good Christmas. A couple sits over here this morning. Friday morning at 11 o'clock, we had a funeral service with their little 7-month-old boy. Little baseball cap on him. And I beg God, if I can't have a good Christmas, give them a good Christmas. The world is dying for a lack of love. This church is dying for a lack of love. Christianity is dying for a lack of love. The kind of love that Jesus said was the second greatest commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself. What does it matter what happens to me? There's a world that's without God. People dying and suffering. So as I go to the throne of grace, every day, I didn't get to spend as long yesterday as I usually do on Saturday, but I did get to spend about 2.5 hours alone with God. And many hours during the week. As I go to the throne of grace, I say, Lord, give me my daily bread. But Lord, as much as I want my bread, give my people their daily bread. And Lord, please forgive my sins. But as much as I want my sins forgiven, forgive the sins of my people. God, I want to be close to you. I love you. I want to be close to you. But as much as I want to be close to you, I want my people close to you. Dear God, help me to have a forgiving spirit. Don't let revenge be a part of my makeup. Don't let vengeance be a part or retaliation be a part of my life. And oh God, as I pray for myself, as much as I want it for myself, I want it also for my people. Whenever you can come to the throne of grace and never say I, but we. Never say my Father, but our Father. Never say give me my bread, but give us our bread. Never say, forgive me of my sins without saying, forgive us of our sins. And never say, lead me not into temptation without saying, lead us not into temptation. Whenever you want your brother to have bread as much as you want to have bread and make that as much a part of your prayer life. Whenever you want your brother to know God as much as you know God and make that a part of your prayer life. Whenever you want your brother to be forgiven as much as you want to be forgiven and make that a part of your prayer life. When you want your brother to forgive as much as you want to forgive and make that a part of your prayer life.
And you want your brother to resist temptation as much as you want to resist temptation. And make that a part of your prayer life. Then, and only then, can you obey the commandment given by our Savior who said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Our Father. The Church of Jesus Christ, when I say that, I really shouldn't say that because I don't believe what I'm saying. But the Christian world today, the Christian world, is in desperate need. Realize that our Savior commanded us, not requested us, not suggested to us, but commanded us that we love our neighbor as ourselves. With this, I'm through. You've got a good thing going right now. You've got a good thing going. You've been shopping for somebody else. Keep it up. You've got a good thing going. You've been thinking about what you get for somebody else. Keep it up. You got a good thing going. Your mind's been off yourself for a while. Keep it up. Keep it up. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Would you bow your heads and do not leave the service, please? Every head is bowed. Every eye is closed.